知行英语 Listen and share.
Spooky Pershing Motorists.追赶我的开车幽灵，We reached her house without incident. I made her a drink and reassured that there is a rational explanation to everything. I even reassured myself once she had calmed down, she fell asleep. And I locked the doors from the outside and put the key back through the letterbox.I set off, walking back to my own house, when I saw two glaring car headlights at the top of her street, which I had not noticed a very short time earlier, I once again started to freak out. So I started to run in the opposite direction to the car, which was incidentally the opposite direction to my house. My heart was racing, but I didn't know why. There was just something strange about this car.I can't explain it in words. You could feel it, and so did my girlfriend. Now, it was my turn to start panicking. I ran down a number of alleyways and snickets. Gradually working my way around the outskirts of the town back towards my house, and at the same time trying to avoid the roads like the plague. There was nobody to be seen anywhere or any other cars. I really started to get scared when I came close to a road and the strange car rolled by. It was as if it was looking for me. I ducked down below a hedge and hoped that I hadn't been seen. That is how serious it was getting. But before I did, I caught a quick glimpse of two fat faces with the odd expressions my girlfriend had remarked on. They really were airy.Like melted. I don't know how to put it into words. Perhaps they were wearing masks? Nevertheless, it continued to drive on by me, so I assumed that I remained unseen. But it must have been a close call.
We completely reached his house.我给他倒了点酒，安慰他任何事情都是有一个合理的解释的。我甚至也这样给自己打击。他一平静下来就睡着了。于是我从外面把门锁上，再把钥匙从油桶放回去，然后动身往回走。当我看到街的尽头有两个耀眼的车灯时，就在很短的时间之前，我还没有看到有灯在亮。我又一次害怕了。于是我开始朝车子的方向跑去，当然了，也就是朝与我家相反的方向跑去。我的心砰砰地跳着，但是我并不知道为什么，这辆车只是有点奇怪罢了。我不能用言语来解释，你可以感觉它，我的女朋友也是这样。这时候轮到我开始恐慌，我沿着很多小巷和过道跑着，渐渐地开始从镇子的外围边缘往家跑去，同时我也尽量避开那些像瘟疫一样的大路。路上没有任何人，也没有其他的车。当我来到一条大路的附近，那辆奇怪的车从我身边开过，这时候我真的变得好害怕，它就好像在找我似的。我急忙蹲到一个树篱后面，希望它没有见到我。事情就是变得如此严重。但是就在我蹲下之前，我瞥见了我女朋友描述的那两张胖乎乎的表情奇怪的脸，他们真的很可怕，像融化过一样。我不知道怎么用言语表达，或许他们戴着面具。不过那辆车继续从我身旁开过去，所以觉得他没有看到我。然而那一定是一次侥幸的脱险。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Without incident, 没有发生不愉快不寻常的事，平安无事。比如 In spite of my fears, the meal passed without incident. 尽管我有些担心，但吃饭时并未发生什么事。Reassure, R-E-A-S-S-U-R-E, 是放心安慰。比如 The police reassured us that the incident will never happen again. 警察向我们保证这种事再也不会发生了。Be one's turn to do something, 轮到某人做某事。比如 It is your turn to clean the room this time. 这次轮到你来打扫房间了。Panicking 是 P-A-N-I-C 的现在分词形式。Panic 意为使恐慌，使惊恐失措。比如 Whatever happened, just don't panic. 不管发生什么，切记不要惊慌。Snicket, S-N-I-C-K-E-T, 英语方言，强奸过道。Work one's way, 指费时费力的前行。比如 ,We carefully worked our way in the jungle, 我们费力的在丛林中前行。Avoid, A-V-O-I-D, 故意回避避开。比如I try to avoid the worst of the traffic. 我设法避开交通最拥挤的时候。Plague, P-L-A-G-U-E, 瘟疫。Roll, R-O-L-L, 汽车开动行驶。比如 The bus slowly rolled backwards down the hill. 公共汽车缓缓地倒下坡。Duck, D-U-C-K, 此处为动词，以为躲闪，迅速低头弯腰。比如 He saw a policeman coming and ducked behind a car. 他看见一个警察走过来，赶紧弯腰躲在一辆汽车后面。Catch a glimpse of, 瞥见看见。比如 I only got a glimpse of his car. 我只瞥见了他的汽车。Eerie, E-E-R-I-E, 怪诞奇怪。A close call, 勉强脱险，九死一生。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
We reached her house without incident. I made her a drink and reassured that there is a rational explanation to everything. I even reassured myself once she had calmed down.She fell asleep, and I locked the doors from the outside, and put the key back through the letterbox. I set off, walking back to my own house, when I saw two glaring car headlights at the top of her street, which I had not noticed a very short time earlier, I once again started to freak out. So I started to run in the opposite direction to the car, which was incidentally the opposite direction to my house.My heart was racing, but I didn't know why. There was just something strange about this car. I can't explain it in words. You could feel it, and so did my girlfriend. Now it was my turn to start panicking. I ran down a number of alleyways and snickets. Gradually working my way around the outskirts of the town back towards my house.And at the same time trying to avoid the roads like the plague, there was nobody to be seen anywhere or any other cars. I really, really started to get scared when I came close to a road and the strange car rolled by. It was as if it was looking for me. I ducked down below a hedge and hoped that it hadn't been seen. That is how serious it was getting. But before I did,I caught a quick glimpse of two fat faces with the odd expressions my girlfriend had remarked on. They really were airy, like melted. I don't know how to put it into words. Perhaps they were wearing masks? Nevertheless, it continued to drive on by me, so I assumed that I remained unseen. But it must have been a close call.
Hold on.故事今天就先讲到这儿。
谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。